Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, does a New South Wales property agency need to have more than one Class 1 licence holder? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Thursday, the 17th of July, 2025.
I've had a few questions about, or phone calls about this week, is about having the licensee in charge register. So, you know, it's kind of referred to as the, what we want to talk about in this is about having a licensee in charge in reserve or sitting on the bench or ready to support and take over if and when needed. So as part of every agency's compliance program, you need to have a licensee in charge register. So that needs to include the name and the license number of the licensee in charge or multiple licensees in charge if that's how you're structured. Remember that any one corporation can have more than one licensee in charge for different aspects of the business, just so long as every part of the business is actually supervised properly. So you must, as part of that register, you must also nominate who is your licensee in charge in reserve. So literally that means who will take on the role when the licensee in charge is away, on leave or unwell. Naturally, if the licensee in charge is still going to be supervising the business whilst they're away on leave, or away from the office, and most importantly, they will be authorising every disbursement from trust, both their sales and their property management trust accounts, then a replacement licensee may not need to be appointed. But different every agency is going to have a different situation there. But your licensee in charge register does need to nominate who will take on these responsibilities if the nominated licensee in charge is unavailable. Now, lots of people say, yeah, but if I'm away, I can log in from anywhere in the world. And yes, you can. But sometimes if you're sick and you're lying in a hospital bed or you're just unwell and you cannot, you know, got the worst, you know, head cold in the world, and you cannot turn that laptop on to make the authorise the disbursements, there needs to be somebody else who can. So you need to look at your agency. You need to look at who else has a Class 1 licence, who has the skills to be able to working in that role as nominated licensee in charge, even if it's for a very short period of time. And they need to make that decision about, you know, who that is. If they have a Class 2, not a Class 1, then, you know, maybe there's, you know, other work to be done there. So, you know, it's, you know, obviously getting a Class 1 license from a Class 2, there's a need to get the Diploma of Property, and we can certainly help you with that and advise on the best way of sorting out the issue of having your licensee in charge register completed accurately and have that licensee in charge in reserve. So just one point of compliance you need to be looking at on a regular basis.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.